really get in touch with your breathing, focus on your breath as you breathe in and breathe out, and always, as always, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Get into a nice rhythmic breathing, relaxing as you breathe, letting go as you breathe. As you breathe in a golden white light. As you exhale, exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. So let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. Just focus now on relaxing. All of your attention on your breathing. I'm going to begin to count down from 5 to 1. With each descending number, just let yourself relax a little bit more. And don't worry, this is not hypnosis or anything like that. You're in complete control. Just let yourself relax. 5. Deeper and deeper. 2 and 1. Relaxing. Put all of your attention now at your heart center, your fourth chakra. And from your fourth chakra, feel the energies move down from your fourth chakra, down through the third, the second, the first, down through your feet, all the way down into the center of the earth, the center of Gaia. Connect with the center, the core of Gaia right now. Feel the energy connect all the way down, grounding into the earth. Then feel the energy moving back up from the core of Gaia, back up through your feet, your legs, back up now to the first chakra. As it moves into the first chakra, feel that energy there at the base of your spine begin to move, begin to become alive. You may see this as a red ball of light. Often the first chakra is seen as a red ball or a red energy. As that red ball of at your first chakra begins to awaken, feel the energy move now from your first chakra up to your second. That being an orange color. See that orange becoming brighter and brighter, more intense. And from the second chakra up to the third in your solar plexus area. That being a giant ball of golden or yellow light, like a sun. That becoming brighter and brighter. And on up to the fourth chakra. Blue-green, deep blue-green color, forest green color. Now, if you would, at this point, see all four of those chakras. And see them from outside of your body. Look at those four chakras and see them all lit up, bright, brightly lit. kind of like in a Christmas tree, only this is your chakra centers. Now see the energy moving from the fourth up into what has been called the high heart center, something that has been dormant in many across the planet, but is now becoming alive again, awakened again. This high heart center, just a little bit above your heart, is now being seen more and more as more of a magenta color, pinkish, magenta, deep pink color. See that bright, bright magenta color. Feel the energies flowing out of this high heart center now, overflowing this chakra. Then the energies moving up from there, up into the fifth chakra at the around your neck area, the throat. This being a sky blue color, often seen as sky blue. The energy is moving up from there now, up into the sixth chakra in the middle of your forehead, the ancient third eye center. See it becoming alive, awakened and alive. See it as a third eye. See that third eye glowing. Energies flowing from this third eye center now, bright, like an explosion of light. And this explosion of light, as the energy moves up now, up into the seventh chakra, see this explosion of light as it arcs from sixth chakra into the seventh, up into the pituitary gland at the top of your head. Now see all the energies, all seven chakras glowing with energy, glowing with light, intensified light. The colors bright and brilliant. And then finally now see the energy still moving up yet above your head now, up into what is being called the soul chakra. See that soul chakra a few inches, maybe 6 to 12 inches above your head. That soul chakra is a white ball of energy. And that white ball of energy beginning to grow and expand, and in brilliant light emanating from it. As it begins to grow and expand and the light emanates out, it begins to touch the next one next to you. The two soul chakras coming together, and then three, and then four, and then five. And in this room, all around the circle, all of the soul chakras are connecting together, becoming as one. And all of those that are listening on the phone as well, they are connecting now. For there is no time and space. There is only us. There is only oneness. All the soul chakras now connecting together as one. Now, as one, we begin to move up. Those of us here in the room, those of us on the phone, all of us moving up to a pillar of light that has appeared coming down into this room and wherever you are as well. And moving up this pillar of light, moving up into, up above the earth, as you can look down now and you can see the earth down below. And you move up onto what has been called, being called the Christ grid. See this grid of energy going around the planet. They see it in different colors, gold, white, whatever color it is. See this golden energy, this grid connecting all around the planet. Those of us now connecting with this grid, with our soul chakras connecting, now emanating down, the energy is going down the grid, down the grid, down to the earth, connecting with all of the soul chakras of everyone you meet, you come in touch with. See it first starting in one little area and then spreading, just as it did in the room here. See it spreading from one to the next to the next. First in the area where you live. Then out into the surrounding area, then encompassing the entire city, the state, moving out past the states, so it encompasses the entire country. Specifically, energies, light going into Washington, D.C. area. See the light moving into the various leaders there. See the light coming on for them. And if there is darkness there, push through the darkness. Let the light push through. It doesn't take any effort. Just let the light push through the darkness there. See the darkness, wherever it is, becoming illuminated. Then spreading from there, if you haven't already, spreading from there across the seas to Europe, to the Middle East, to Africa, to Australia, to Asia, all over the entire planet, see the light, the soul chakras of everyone, even though they know nothing of this, see their soul chakras connecting together, and the soul chakras across the entire planet connecting, becoming as one. Any darkness that comes in the way, push through it. Let it go. Flow through it. Then finally now, see the beloved Saint Germain high above us, coming down toward the earth, toward this Christ grid, with his violet flame, his violet light, as he descends down to where we all are in this grid above. Now his light, his violet flame, begins to merge in with all of these soul chakras in this light, and the violet flame transforms all the way down to the earth, to all the places where we were just visiting with our light. See it now transformed by this violet light, a violet flame. Just as the flame burns away the old that is no longer needed, the old that no longer works, the old paradigm that has run its course. See the violet light now moving across the entire planet, encompassing, engulfing all that is there. Know that nothing can withstand this violet light. It is the immersive, it is the light that shines and will transform everything it comes in contact with. Nothing can withstand it. So wherever there is any sense of darkness, see this violet light moving in and engulfing, inflaming those areas, anything that is there being transformed by this light, by this flame. Know that as this flame is moving across, you are the flame. You are the flame. The entire world now, the entire world feeling and knowing and experiencing this violet flame. This violet flame that engulfs and burns away anything that is of the old. Nothing can withstand this flame. All that have weapons in their hands, see them laying down their weapons, see them turning them in. Not because they have to, not because they are being controlled and told to, but because they want to. And wherever they had a weapon in their hands, see that weapon being dropped and their hand extending out to another hand around them. And an embrace from one to the other, hugging. See the entire world coming together in this way. Believe it and you will see it. Believe it and it is done. Nothing can withstand this now. See all coming together as one. Wherever there was poverty, wherever there was hunger, wherever there is thirst, see them, the thirst being quenched, see the hunger being handled. The world coming together as one, coming as one, coming one. And as the world is one, as this planet is one, see it becoming one with the entire solar system now. Mars, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, all of it coming together as one. All the beings that are on any of these planets in the solar system, seeing them coming together as one. Then out from the solar system, out into the galaxy, see all coming together as one. For what begins here on this planet will resonate outward to all planets, to all of the system, all of the galaxy. You are the catalyst for all of this. You, each one, that brings your energies into this, that allows for this flow of energy to work through you. Know that you are the ones. You are the one. Feel ready now. Allow yourselves to begin to draw back to your physical body, coming back down the pillar of light that you ascended, back down towards your body. Bring this violet light back with you and within you. Bring it into your physical body. Let your physical body be engulfed in this flame. Know that all of the old that no longer works within you is being washed away, inflamed away, burned away. Come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed.
So pleased to be here with this group again. I have been visiting through many channels across the world, and I have been visiting this group since its inception and before. Some of that which has been written of me filtered through those who share my words. What I want to share with you is happiness today. All of this can bring you down. We know all of that which is in the world today, and yet the conference in France is complete. And that had so many things that were happening behind closed doors, things that did not make it into the mainstream news, things that did not reflect what the world thought was happening. We are pleased with this existence. We are pleased with the outcomes. So many things that you see, as you know in this group, are not the truth. We have spoken before of how the lights have been popping on around the planet. The lights of individuals, the lights of hearts, the lights of minds. They're all here. And they have continued to increase. And we would say, and we know that you are told, that you need to release and let go. The group has been very careful in its planning and in what has happened in your advances, what has happened in the grounds and in the airs above you. And all of you are part of this wondrous activity. But also share today, times for glee and excitement are here. You are in the midst of everything that is becoming the now. Not the to be, not the soon, not the imminent. Now. You shared this with this group before, and all of you in the group have come to see importance of thinking about the now. You can, if you choose, become engulfed with what is being written, what is you've seen in your various ways, but what we would say is release and let go. Release and let go of all of that you are looking for. Because when you do arise one morning, all of our bulletins will be across the airwaves, papers, in the videos, all of those things you search for will be right in front of you now. This is a time where the world is celebrating those who have a variety of various faiths upon the planet turn inward and outward to share in the praise. The time that is perfect for the gifting of all for all of humanity. We are all one. We're all in the now.
Padme Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
One who serves here with you. What a wonderful time we are in now. You may not experience it. You may not feel it. Things may be a little off for you at times. Things may be moving a little too quickly. Maybe moving a little too slowly. Whatever it might be. May not be exactly the way you want it, but it is exactly the way it is. And we would say to you, always remember this. As we have said many, many times, all of this is being orchestrated. And you yourselves are a very large part of this orchestration that is occurring here. You in this group, you who would listen to these words, and you who would read these words as well, you are all part of this. And all of those that you come in contact with in your various daily activities are also a part of this. Even if they have no conception whatsoever of what you are speaking of or what you are ranting on and on and on about. They have no idea about this, but yet it is getting into them. It is moving into their consciousness. They are experiencing it at one level or another. And we gave the James here earlier that you, in your discussion here earlier, you are having an effect on the entire planet as you have that discussion. You are in those types of ideas and ideals that you are creating in this space here. You are putting that out into the collective understanding, the collective consciousness of man. And man, the collective consciousness of man, is pulling this in, is taking it in, and it is having an effect. One single individual with the right intention, with the intention to create change, with the intention to be the change, can have an entire change on the entire planet. It has been shown many times that this is the case. But you yourself think in many respects, what can I do? What can little old me do here? How can I have an effect on things? And we are telling you now, you are the effect. It is not us that speak through this one, or through the Susan, or through any of the various channels. It is not us that is doing it. It is you that are doing it. You are the ones. And you are creating a new understanding, a new level of consciousness that is seeping into mankind little by little, across the entire planet. And when you do a meditation such as you have done here today, and this was needed to be recorded, and we understand it has been recorded, and we wish for it to be included in with the transcription at this time. Tell the James to do this, that it must be included, the audio portion of this, so that many can listen to this, the vibrations that are in this meditation. It is not only the words, it is the vibrations that have been created here. And people will resonate to these vibrations. It will change them as they listen to it and reenact this particular meditation. It was designed for this group to emanate outward from this group and for the entire experience to spread across the planet, first at the level of unconsciousness, and then it will move into the conscious knowing state. But if anyone will take these words during that meditation, using this meditation, each week you come together, we ask you to do this meditation or a facsimile of this. It may change a little bit each time, but we wish for you to spend the time, the moments, to continue to reenact this particular meditation. Not that you can never have another one, not if you are feeling guided to have something a little bit different, that is fine, but we wish for you to stay on this channel. Okay?
Okay.
We all wish also to add to the message here of the letting go and how important that is in whatever terminology you want to use here of letting go. But the idea of letting go, the idea of moving on, the idea of creating the new space, this is what is important. It is not important that you hold on to all that you have had, to hold on to the comfort levels, to hold on to all of the familiars in your life. For if you do that, it will hold you here. It is very simple. We cannot say it any more simply than that. If you are feeling an inclination to move away from a particular place you are finding yourself, if you are finding an inclination to let go of a certain relationship, if you are finding an inclination to let go of a job that you are in that no longer sustains you, no longer works for you, no longer brings you happiness and joy, if any job still does that, if anything is holding you back, then it is time to release it. Do not let the term let go, then release it. Release it and be the new vibration that is coming into you is so important at these moments now. Because of where you find yourselves now, because of where we all find ourselves now, to be ready to move on, go with the flow, and experience all that you are in this very moment. Take questions now. There are questions here for One Who Serves or Ashira.
One Who Serves, I have a question. This is Mahendran. I no longer have any interest going to my job. I know I talked to Sue about this. I feel disconnected so much. I rarely work, and I know, a few months ago, I think that we were discussing this topic. You were saying, be mindful of leaving your job and stranded, not able to pay the mortgage, and, think through, plan it step by step. Is this a good time to leave everything that doesn't resonate with you? Can I just let go, because I'm barely working for my company?
As you can find it here, Mahendran, as you are asking this question, it is important for you to look deeply within you and find the answer. It is there. It is not for us here as One Who Serves or for Ashira or Ashtar or any of us to say whether you should or should not. You know how we feel about the idea of should. So just in this particular situation, let go, listen deeply within yourself, listen to that whisper, because it is sending you a loud and clear message, even if you may not be hearing it yet. But it is coming. And if it is telling you it is time to move on, we know you are already moving geographically, and that is certainly a change that is happening. But if it is saying for you to let go of that which has given you employment, that which has given you the financial condition that you are in now, then it is time to do so. But you must also look at the situation that you find yourself in with your family as well. And if it is going to create a hardship for you, then that is something to also look at. You see?
Yes.
Anything you would add to this, Ashira?
We would, Mahendran.
Ashira.
Just add that which you are thinking about in terms of, is this a good time or is this not a good time? Part of your release. Part of who you are and putting yourself in the right moment and the right time. Those meditations will give you the answers that you are looking for. We would share that you are in the moment of release at the moment, so that you can think about what the future brings. Bless you.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Any further questions here?
I have a question. This is Natalie, concerning the crystalline body. I just wanted to understand what stage is this taking place with the ascension, knowing that obviously everything is already happening right now.
We would say to you, it is happening right now. You are already in that process. You may not be aware of it. It is not like you can take your blood out and look at this and see crystalline structure there. You will not have this yet, but it is coming in terms of at the higher vibrations within you. And that has already changed into a more crystalline structure in that way. And this only needs to come down, or rather change this, not for that to come down, but for you to move up. See? And you will move up into that crystalline structure that is there waiting for you. This makes sense to you?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Anything to add here, Shira?
No, but thank you.
Other questions here?
Yes, I have a question. It's Christine in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yes.
I talked to you guys before, a couple weeks ago, about this pit bull I own. The effect it had on me is I actually got more fearful than I originally was, and I want to know if the law of attraction is going to make that worse. I wasn't fearful about this him as far as people or anything. I just I started a new job. I'm working 12 hours a day. He's having to be crated, you know, for 14 hours a day. And, you know, so I'm tethering him out when I can so he can have some time outside so he's not, you know, I'm not, like, getting little to no sleep in the last couple of weeks I've started this job because of him. You know, I've been told more than once that, you know, if there could be a better home for him that would more suit his needs than I can seem to give him the situation I'm in. I live in a place that's very high profile and lots of foot traffic and lots of people coming by and which is not conducive to who he is and him being stimulated like he's always seems to be in fight or flight alone a lot. Do you have any more advice? You told me to get back with you in a couple of weeks about him. Can you talk to me any more about him?
Yes, I'd be happy to answer this. Thank you for bringing this up again and letting us know how you're doing. So you have 12-hour, 14-hour days, and he's crated. First of all, we will share that this is a long time in a crate, although a crate is a cave for the dog. It protects him, and it also provides security for him. If you could find a family that can take care of his needs, his very special needs, perhaps a single person, perhaps not an entire family, that this could be beneficial for you. This is not for you to feel guilty about. This is not for you to be in a state of recompense about this. You have taken this dog on and you have done everything you could to make him, help him express himself. And with this, we would give you, if you want it, our permission to find another home for him, one that will allow him more time to experience and express himself in a yard by himself with a new family or a new single owner. You have done the very best that you can, and you have listened to yourself. And we would say that this could be the time to look for that new location for him to reside. That help, ma'am?
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes, we bless you.
We would add one thing here. There are times when if you love someone or something or an animal, then you need to let it go.
Yeah. Thank you.
There be any further questions here before we release channel?
This is Natalie. I have another question concerning our conversation today, talking about everything is happening right now and not so much for us to be noticed in the 3D. We are aware and we know that everything is actually happening behind the scenes. are you satisfied and are you happy to see the way things are happening right now, mm-hmm. as we speak in the present?
We have to chuckle at this. For this was something that James asked a long time ago in terms of his understanding in time. And he asked the question, are you frustrated with me? Because I am not doing exactly what you want, or in some terminology such as this.
Yeah.
And our answer to him at that time and our answer to you at this time is we do not become frustrated, we do not become disillusioned, we do not become unhappy or anything of this nature with anything that you do, because we have no direct purpose in what you do. See? We are not purposely involved with you and your individual lives. That does not mean we do not care. We love you greatly, beyond what you can possibly imagine at this point. We wish for all to happen and occur, and we know, though, that is your saying, wishes, what is your saying about wishes? Wish in one hand, you see?
And spit in the other.
Yes. But we would say to you that it is important to know that all is happening as it needs to. There is nothing that is not happening as it needs to happen here. You are in the present now. You have always been in the present now. It is only the mind being in a controlled type of situation, a programming type of situation, that has taken you away from this understanding of being in the now. But as you come more and more into this conscious awareness, that you are in the present moment and to be enjoy in this present moment, then everything will take care of itself as you move along. See?
Yeah.
Anything to add here to Shira?
No, you are brilliant today, sir.
There be any further questions here?
Thank you.
Thank you for asking your questions. For in asking of the questions, you receive the answers. And know that as you ask a question, that others may not ask, but they want the answer for already. They are just not willing to speak out.
Well, I have a question.
Yes, we knew you would. We knew that would prompt it from you. We knew it was coming.
I have many, but
you bring such challenges to even our way of understanding things sometimes.
Is that, I don't know if that's good or bad. That's positive. Okay, so isn't it true, I would like confirmation on this, that we place things in our lives for our own enlightenment?
Most definitely.
And then it would follow then that we can choose to be enlightened or we can choose to be in darkness. True?
Yes.
And then it would follow that if we choose to be in darkness, we are not following the enlightened path. True?
And look at it that way, yes, but it depends on from what direction you are peering into this.
Well, I began to listen to Mahendran's question. And I felt like I've been there. And I have felt that in a position that is no longer feeding my spirit would then weaken my spirit. And I have been in that position feeling that if I remain in that position, that I would choose darkness over enlightenment. And I've proven that to myself. And I think that in our earthly place here, we have limited beliefs on how we can make money. And we get trapped. And we think that the job that is paying us is our provider, when in reality, we're the provider. And taking on the consciousness of that, that we are the provider and that there are many ways to provide, is the enlightened path. Do you agree with that?
We would certainly agree with all of the above. As you are moving in your enlightenment, you are moving toward that, but you must understand that you have never left it. This is what we have been attempting to get to you, to get across to you, is that you have always been exactly where you are now and have never strayed off of the path as you understand it. It is only as you think you are moving off the path that you have moved off the path. See? We know this can be somewhat difficult to understand because you are attempting to understand it from a three-dimensional point of view in terms of time and space and all of this. And this no longer works for you. Speaking to you, all of you here in this room, all that are listening on the phone, and all who would resonate to these words, this no longer works for you. The old ways of thinking, the old three-dimensional understandings are no longer working. So you have moved up. We have told you this. You have moved up into the higher vibrations. You stay there longer and longer each time. And you are moving through an entire transition of moving out of the three-dimensional space into four- and five-dimensional space, into the higher vibrations. And as you move into the higher vibrations, you become that higher vibration, you see? And as you become that higher vibration, nothing from the lower vibrations can pull you down anymore. This is a major difference. The optimal word here, as you become the higher vibration, as you be the higher vibration. There is a major difference here from being it to wanting to be it. See? You understand this?
I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not sure that my question got answered. I got it. I mean,
Sierra, can you assist here?
Well, when one looks into the belief system that one has, you must be aware that is your belief system. It is not one that needs to be shared by everyone. It is one that is yours. We would say that when you spoke of the darkness, many times in this world today, those are people who are not awake. It's intentional for them. They're waking up at this time in their own ways. So whether or not someone makes a decision about staying with a job or leaving the job and looking and being aware of releasing and allowing the newness to flow in, that is enlightenment. In your words, that is your truth. That makes sense, Joanna?
Yes. Yeah.
Good.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Any further questions here now?
Hello. I have one first.
Yes.
Hello. This is Mark. Mark Jones. I listen every week, but I rarely jump in there to ask a question. But, you know, real quickly, you know, last week, I believe, you mentioned something about, you know, alternate timelines or different timelines. I think that someone had asked a question about, you know, perhaps there's wide speculation about, you know, Jesus in a second return and, you know, all this death and destruction and all, you know, essentially all the revelations of the Bible. And I believe the response was that is a timeline and it is a different timeline. Can you elaborate on that at all?
Yes. All that you are speaking of has been in the predictions of the past. They have been in a particular timeline, as you're speaking here, that has run its course, you might say. It has run its course because of mankind's consciousness. Mankind's consciousness has created the change here that is the new timeline. You are in a certain sense of awareness that is now creating this new understanding or this new timeline that you are on. And as man's consciousness continues on in the direction that it is now, it will maintain and remain on this particular timeline that you find yourself. This is not the timeline that the those of the dark forces, the cabal, wanted to happen here. They wanted destruction. They wanted calamities and catastrophes and floods and all of these things. They wanted this because they wanted to be the ones who would survive it all and be in control. But you see, that was never going to be allowed because man's consciousness is not allowing it. See, it is not those of us or those coming from in their ships or anything of this nature that are not allowing it. They are attempting to assist here and help create this new world for those here on this planet. But they are not the ones that have caused this new timeline. Your consciousness as a collective have created this new timeline, and you are on it now. And it cannot be stopped, as Sananda and many others are saying now. It cannot be stopped any longer. It cannot revert back to the old timeline, even though they have tried to do this. Even though they attempt in their still small, feeble ways to create chaos, to create fear, to bring it out into their collective consciousness as they have always done, it is no longer having that effect and cannot have that effect because you as a collective have moved up into higher vibrations. See? Anything you add here, Sheila?
No, I think not. Thank you. I have a question about timelines. Is a timeline a collection of past, present, and future experiences?
Would you like to look at this one first, Ishiana?
I would be happy to take this one first. When we speak of the many timelines that have taken place in the past and have driven the various predictions from other sources, from other peoples around the planet, it was of a variety of timelines. And when the 2012 time came, the decision was made to move forward as a group, set of individuals, and all of those timelines from the past, which at that moment in time were past, present, and future, changed. This timeline became the one timeline. Everything from the past and the present was experienced and moved into this expression. And it has been the commitment of all of those upon this planet, all of those in the solar system and the universes, to commit to this timeline, to clean up the act of those who have been operating in certain ways, move them into other places, move forward, new now, for all of those who are in this room and then on the planet, all of those who are in the ships, as one who said, Sir said earlier, all of those now move forward. You know that you are multidimensional beings. You are experiencing lives, other times, other places, other experiences. This one is for you.
And when we speak all the time of being the one, as we end each one of these sessions, be the one,
This can be interpreted in many different ways and in many different understandings, but it is all about coming together as one collective consciousness together, all as one, not only here on this planet, but on all of the planets of the solar system, all of the planets in the galaxy, and so on and so on and so on. It's all about being the one. Even in your movie, The Matrix, was not Neo meant to be the one? Did they not say that many times? You are the one. You are the one. And sooner or later, he began to believe he was the one. You see? So you yourselves are the one, and you are coming, bringing all of this together on this one timeline, as Ashira has said. And all of this is coming together as it must.
So there's, as I heard Ashira, if I understand this correctly, there's a commitment to one timeline, but there are still multiple timelines because we're multidimensional. But what I understood, maybe I got it wrong, but what I understood is that there's a commitment to this particular timeline, notwithstanding that there still are other timelines. Is that correct?
There are other experiences that you experienced. Timeline isn't in the 3D realm. Timeline we speak of is this that frames the experiences that you have. Mm-hmm. The other multidimensional experiences are not locked in necessarily to timelines. They are all experiencing their experiences, all of you in your now. This experience in this planet at this time is a one timeline experience. That makes sense?
Are there more than one timeline?
We are not going to give you any more on this at this time. What we are speaking of is this timeline that you are affecting now as the one.
Thank you.
Yes.
Any further questions here now?
I have one more question. Can you help me understand? On one level, on a conscious level, I understand, but my heart doesn't understand, you know, the letting go, letting go, letting go thing. I get that, but the other part of me says we're all one. When you love, you always love, and that, you know, the we're always one. So I have a hard time with it. I mean, you know, like, you know, with my pit and with my ex, and like, I, you know, like my ex, I can't even feel her anymore at all, and I know I'm supposed to let go, and I know all that, but the other part of me says, well, we're all one, and when you love, you always love, so I have a conflict of getting in my thought system and my heart, you know, what the point of is loving, and we're all one, and letting go, too. Can you help me wrap that around into a thought system that I can... it makes it easier for me to get it?
To not necessarily make it easier for you. You are the only one that can make it easier for you. We can give understandings, we can give guidance, we can give nudges here and there, but all of it comes back to you as an individual and how you particularly deal with anything that comes to you, wherever that may come. It may come through these type of channeling experience. It may come from reading on the internet. It may come from watching a particular movie that brings a new expression to you, a new feeling, a new understanding. All of these things can come from many different directions. So we cannot directly answer your question because it is your experience that you must go through. If it is a letting go that is needed, whether it is letting go of a particular pet that you have, or if it is letting go of a spouse, or a friend, or a brother, or sister, or whatever it might be, then it is a process that you yourself must go through because it is the leavening of the loaf now. It is the movement away from all that is no longer serving you. And if it no longer serves you, then it is not anymore needed to be in your life. See? Anything you add here, Sierra?
Not at this time, thank you.
Very good. If there are no further questions, then we are going to release channel here. And we wish to share that in this next time you find yourselves together in your next Sunday group, there will be the annual Christmas message from Yeshua, known to you many as Jesus. And he will share his understanding of that particular time period. Not the day itself, necessarily, but the period of time, and what it directly represents, and what it was meant for. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti,
peace be with you.
I am Ashira. I'm so pleased to be able to close this today. We love when each of you picks up on the topic for discussion for each Sunday. Love to be a part of this, to be inspiring you, to be sharing with you, to be encouraging you. Know that these Sundays are important. Good reset for the week. Good time to come together, share in love and understanding, and to share in laughter. We who are here, one who serves in ourselves, with you closely each week during the week, know that this is not an easy time, not that there ever was an easy time to be on the planet, not for many thousands of years at least, but that these are not easy times. Our commitment to you was today urge you to look at your lives, look at yourselves, look at what serves you well and what is not serving you any longer. That which no longer serves you indeed is part of the past. You are in the midst of being in the now. You are in the midst of manifesting new lives, new peace, new realities upon this planet. All of this for the good of all. And we would also share that there are those of you who still have concerns about family members, about children, about friends. It was a commitment, as I shared earlier, 2012, that this would be a shared experience with all. Time. You will see those of the Cabal come before you. You will see as they are moved to another location where they will exist. Do not fear about those who are family, friends. This was a commitment to take all of those who had the light. And as was shared in the meditation earlier, all of those upon this planet are a handful of people who have their spiritual chakra open. We will celebrate with everyone. We bless you. We give you peace. Amen.